Okay, so our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19.
今天的读经是路加福音的17章11到19节。
So we all rise for the reading of God's word.
让我们一起起立来读神的话语。
We'll read together in English and Mandarin.
所以我们可以用自己喜欢的
Cantonese.
我们用自己熟悉的语言来读这段经文。
On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourself. Let's turn to our Bible. I know everyone has a cell phone. Okay. Oops. So it's 11 to 17. So let's read verse 17 from 12 on. The Gospel of Luke,
路加福音
chapter 17,
十七章
verses 11,
十一节。
From 11 to 17,
从十一节到十七节。
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利。进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站着，高声说，耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。耶稣看见就对他们说，你们去把身体给祭司查看。他们去的时候就洁净了，内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神，又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀于神吗？就对那人说，起来，走吧，你的信救了你了。这是神的话。This is the word of God.
这是神的话。大家请坐。
Some of you may remember thatthe title that we are looking at today, Where Are the Nine? A Trilogy of Thanksgiving, is the title of an article I wrote for Echo 10 years ago.
大家也许记得我今天讲的这段讲到的这个题目是那九个在哪儿呢？是那个感恩的三部曲。这个题目呢，你们可能在十年前，我们在这个我们教会那时候还有一个回响的杂志上面，是我的一篇文章。
So if you have been in this church long enough, you know that we used to have a publication called Echo.
如果你们在这教会待的时间足够长的话，你们知道我们教会曾经有一个教会的刊物叫回响。
So as I was meditating on the topic of Thanksgiving,
当我在思想我这一次感恩节我要讲什么的时候
,this article came back to my mind.
这样一个文章呢就在我的脑袋里面就闪现出来了。
So I decided to dig it up and rewrite it for our Thanksgiving message today.
所以我就决定呢再回来看看这篇文章，重新把它整理一下，然后作为我这一次感恩节的信息。
So I recall that not long after I came to RCCC, that was 10 years ago.
我记得那个时候呢，我那个时候是十年以前了，刚来到教会的时候，刚来到 RCCC 的时候。
So a young lady was diagnosed with early stage breast cancer.
当时呢，有一个年轻的一个妇女啊、一个姐妹，她呢被诊断为这个乳腺癌。
She was understand
早期乳腺癌。
She was understandably anxious because of this diagnosis.
当然她非常的这种担心，因为呢这个诊断是乳腺癌。
So she asked for intercession on her behalf.
所以她呢求我们大家为她代祷。
After we prayed for her for some time, the day for her surgery finally came.
我们为她的这个疾病呢这个痊愈呢祷告了一段时间以后，然后她就做了个手术。
Everything went smoothly during the surgery.
手术呢进行得非常的顺利。
And she took her time for post-surgery recovery.
然后她又是在那个手术以后又有一段时间来恢复她的身体。
Then she came back to church to give thanks to God and to brothers and sisters for interceding on her behalf.
然后她就回到教会来，她就来感谢神，来感谢弟兄姐妹为她的这个疾病代祷。
Listening to her thankfulness brought me to tears.
当时我听她的这个感恩的时候呢，我就流下了眼泪。
And as I listened, a thought flashed in my mind.
当时的话呢，有一个这个想法就在我的脑子里面闪现出来。
And that led me to turn to the Bible to reflect on an incident during Jesus' ministry.
这我就在想让我回到这个圣经里面来看一看，在主耶稣基督在地上的事工的这一段这一个故事。
Which we just read a minute ago.
我们刚刚读的这一段故事。
So one day Jesus was traveling south from Galilee to Jerusalem.
那么有一天呢，主耶稣基督是从加利利往南边来走去耶路撒冷。
And in between, you pass along the Galilee-Samaria border.
在这个加利利到耶路撒冷的这个路上面呢嘛，他会经过这个加利利和撒玛利亚村的他们的这样一个边境这个地方。
He went into a village.
他去了一个村庄。
And it's not clear, the text doesn't say whether the village was on the way or Jesus was making a detour.
这个村庄的话呢，这个圣经里面并没有说这个村庄是在正在主耶稣基督经过的路上呢，还是主耶稣基督特意的在那里绕了一下。
Most probably it was a detour, as we shall see.
很可能呢，这个是主耶稣基督特地的到那里绕了一下。
That village was for lepers who had to live in isolation due to their skin disease.
那个村庄它实际上是用来被在那里把那些得了大麻风病的人把他们隔离在那个地方的。
As Jesus went into the village, he was met by 10 lepers.
当主耶稣基督进到这个村庄的时候呢，他就迎面碰上了十个大麻风病人。
And they stood at a distance and lifted up their voices at Jesus.
他们呢站得远的地方，然后呢把他们的声音放高了来跟主耶稣基督说。
Obviously they had heard about Jesus.
当然了，他们肯定是听过这个主耶稣基督的名字。
But they were not able to come to Jesus if Jesus had not come to them.
但是他们没有办法去耶稣那里，如果主耶稣基督不到他们这里来的话。
Because according to the Mosaic law,
因着摩西的律法
,whenever lepers met people, they should cry out, unclean, unclean.
当这个大麻风病人和人靠近的时候，他们必须要说，我是不洁净的，我是不洁净的。
But when they saw Jesus,
但是当他们看见耶稣的时候
they didn't shout unclean, unclean.
他并没有在那里喊说我是不洁净的，我是不洁净的。
Instead, they shout, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
他们说的是呢，耶稣主啊，你怜悯我们。
And next, we are told that when Jesus saw them,
当主耶稣基督看到他们的时候
without even examining them or asking them any question,
主耶稣基督甚至没有去在那里来检验他们的病，或者是问他们任何的问题。
Jesus told them to show themselves to the priests.
主耶稣基督立刻告诉他们说：“你们就去那个祭司那里去，把你们的身体给祭司看。
”And for them to show themselves to the priests.
因为他们把他们的身体给祭司查看。
They had to be sure that when they would be clean by the time they stood in front of the priest.
他们就必须要保证，确保他们的那个时候的麻风病已经得到洁净了，要不然他们不可以站在祭司的面前。
Imagine if you come to me to ask for some money.
比方说你来到我的面前，你跟我要一些钱。
And I tell you to go to the bank to get it.
我这时候告诉你说，你直接去银行去拿吧。
Would you go?
你会到银行去吗
？Maybe.
也许你会。
But at least you want to get a check from me.
但至少的话，你还是想从我这里让我给你一张支票，这样你可以去银行吧。
Not just with my words.
不是说我讲了让你去银行，你就去银行了。
But indeed, these lepers were sure.
但是呢，这些大麻风病人他们很肯定。
Without any delay, they followed Jesus' instructions.
他们没有做任何的犹豫，他们就遵从主耶稣基督的这样一个这个指导。
And they didn't need to wait until they get to the priest to cash in on Jesus' words.
那么他们就立刻就跑到这个就往大祭司那里去，来把主耶稣基督的这个应许能够让他实现。
They were already clean as they went.
当他们在去的路上面，他们实际上已经洁净了。
Can you imagine what it meant for them?
你可以想象这个对他们意味着什么吗？
Back when there was no known medical treatment for skin disease or leprosy.
当时那个时候对于大麻风病的话是没有任何医治的这种条件的。
All lepers were isolated from the rest of the people as long as they had leprosy.
只要这些人得了大麻风，他们就会把他们就会被从他们别人的这个人群当中隔离开来。
If they were not cleansed for the rest of their life, they would be isolated for the remainder of their life.
如果他们在这个接下来的这一生里面，他们都没有得到洁净的话，那么他们在剩下的这一辈子里面，他们都是被隔离的。
It was like life imprisonment for them.
这就相当于是一个终身监禁一样。
For them to be cleansed from leprosy was like to be released from life imprisonment.
对他们来说的话，大麻风病得到洁净，就意味着从这个终身的监禁里面被释放出来。
It meant they got a second chance in life.
他们也就是在生活里面，人生里面，他们就有了第二次的机会。
It meant they could be reunited with their loved ones.
他们就可以和他们的家人团聚。
It meant they could pursue the dreams of their life.
他们也可以来追求他们生活中的、生命中的梦想。
We could imagine the excitement in them as they saw that they were indeed cleansed.
你们可以想象他们看到他们自己真的被洁净的时候，他们应该是多么的激动。
They would want to present themselves to the priest without any seconds delay.
他们会就是立刻的这个就要到这个祭司面前把他们这个洁净的身体来给祭司查看。
But the story took a sudden and unexpected turn.
但是这个时候呢，这个故事呢就有了一个忽然的一个转折。
Instead of making a beeline to the priest for verification of their cleansing.
他们与其是他们这个排了一个队，赶快的这个急忙的到这个祭司面前来求祭司来查看。
And immediately start their new life.
来立刻来那个来开始他们新的生活。
One of them turned back to Jesus.
那其中一个人的话，他不这么没有这么做，他回到耶稣面前来。
He praised God with a loud voice and fell on his face at Jesus' feet.
他用他的大声的来赞美神，而且他在耶稣基督的面前匍匐敬拜。
The author Luke felt obliged to mention in passing that this one who turned back was a Samaritan.
在这个地方的话呢，这个作者路加他特别的强调了一点，说这个人是个撒玛利亚人。
The Bible tells us that Jews and Samaritans were not in good terms.
因为圣经告诉我们说，这个犹太人和撒玛利亚人他们之间是素来不友好的。
And Jews inclined to look down upon Samaritans.
犹太人他们是看不起撒玛利亚人的。
We recall there's the parable of the good Samaritans.
你们还记得当时有一个这个寓意，一个比喻，耶稣基督的比喻就是一个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
We recall Jesus' conversation with the Samaritan woman.
你还记得主耶稣基督在这个撒玛利亚和一个撒玛利亚的妇人在井边的一段对话。
We recall Jesus being called derogatively that he was a Samaritan.
他主耶稣基督甚至是被一些法利赛人污蔑，说他是一个撒玛利亚人。
This hatred toward Samaritans goes back to the Assyrian conquest in 722 BC.
这种对撒玛利亚人的这种瞧不起呢，实际上是到在这个公元前700年的那个亚述帝国攻占这个犹太和以色列的那段故事。
The northern kingdom of Israel was at that time conquered by Assyria.
在这个以色列的北国当时就被这个亚述帝国所征服了。
And then people from all the different nations were brought in to live in the cities of Samaria.
那后来呢，各个国家的人都被带到这个地方来，在这里生活。
As intermarriages happened in that region.
所以在撒玛利亚的那一带的话呢，很多的不同的种族就开始了通婚。
The Samaritans were considered a mixed race despised by their cousins.
所以的话呢，对于以色列人来讲的话呢，撒玛利亚它就是不纯的血统。
It was to an extent that the Jews, when they traveled from Galilee to Jerusalem or vice versa, they would make a detour.
所以呢，到了一个程度的话呢，当这个犹太人如果他们要是从耶路撒冷到北边，他们必须路过耶路撒冷村不是撒玛利亚村庄的时候呢，他们刻意的要去绕一个弯，他这样的话他们就可以不经过撒玛利亚村庄。
But not for Jesus.
但是不是主耶稣不是这么做的。
So Jesus suddenly noticed that this one who turned back to him was a Samaritan.
那么主耶稣基督的话呢，他是那个经过了撒玛利亚的村庄。好吧，说到就这个回来感谢主耶稣基督的人，他恰恰是一个撒玛利亚人。
Then Jesus asked the question.
那么主耶稣基督在这里问他一个问题。
Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9?
那么不是十个人都得洁净了吗？那九个人哪去了呢？
Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?
那结果是没有人来回到我这里来把荣耀归于神，除了这一个外邦人吗？
From Jesus' perspective,
从主耶稣基督的观点来看，
The cleansing of a foreigner signified the inclusion of the nations into his kingdom.
那么这个实际上的话呢，他把这个医治这个外邦人，实际上把这个外邦人邀请到他的国度里面来。
He came not only to cleanse the nation of Israel.
他这个地方的话呢，
He came to cleanse not only the nations of Israel.
他不光是说是这个那个洁净了。这个以色列的这样一个
国家
对
，but also all the nations of the world.
他不光是洁净了以色列这个国家，而是洁净了万国。
But from the perspective of this leper,
从这个得大麻风的病人的角度来看呢
，he realized his pagan status.
那这个地方的话呢，他呢实际上是他是一个外邦的人的这样一个因为他有外邦人的这样一个身份。
And therefore not worthy of Jesus' mercy.
他觉得这外邦人的身份他不配得主耶稣基督的怜悯。
Yet he was granted mercy just as the Jewish lepers were.
那么但是的话呢，他呢就像是跟另外九个这个犹太的这个大麻风病人一样，他也得到了主耶稣基督的恩典。
So we may say that his sense of unworthiness drove him to be even more thankful.
因着他觉得他自己不配的话呢，所以呢，他的感恩就更加的多。
Even to a Jew who did not treat him as an enemy.
那么因为这个犹太人，也就是耶稣基督，他不把他作为一个敌人。
So Jesus' parting words to him was, "Rise and go away. Your faith has made you well."
所以主耶稣就跟他说：“你起来，你去吧，因为你的信救了你。”
So Jesus reminded him that it was his faith that made him well.
是因为你的信救了你。
But can the same not be said of the other, the 9?
那么那接下来的剩余的这个九个人是不是也是他们的信救了他呢？
They were cleansed in the same way as this one was.
因为他们的九个人也和这个撒玛利亚人一样也被洁净了呀。
How does this one's faith differ from the faith of the other 9?
那么这个撒玛利亚人的这个信心和另外的九个人的信心有什么不同呢？
To answer this question,
那要回答这个问题的话，
we need to remind ourselves again that throughout Jesus' ministry,
我们要来提醒我们自己，就是说在主耶稣基督的整个的事工里面，
Jesus healed and taught,
主耶稣基督他医治，他教导，
He cleansed and he exercised,
他洁净的这个麻风，而且他呢赶鬼。
As well as he did many signs of wonders.
他做了很多的神迹奇事。
But his primary purpose in doing so, was to proclaim the kingdom of God.
但是他做这一切事情的主要的目的就是重要的目的就是来宣扬天国的这样一个福音。
That the nature,the demons, the illnesses, all submitted to his kingship.
因为这些自然界的一些东西这些魔鬼这些疾病他实际上他们都顺服在他的脚前。
So everything he did has to be seen in the light of this ultimate purpose.
他所做的一切的话都应该从这个他这个最终的终极的目的就是宣扬天国的福音的这个目的来看。
And that's to bring everything under his dominion.
就是把所有的东西都带到他的国度里面去，这样一个目的。
Therefore, when he said, your faith has made you well.
所以主耶稣就在这里说，你的信救了你。
We should understand the wellness in terms of being submissive to Jesus' kingship.
所以这地方的话，救了你，这个事情实际上是指他在主耶稣基督的这个属灵的国度里面，他归到了主耶稣基督属灵的国度里面。
So in this sense, the 9 was not truly well.
所以的话呢， 因为从这个角度来看的话呢，另外的九个人他们并没有得救。
They did not turn back and submit to Jesus' kingship.
因为他们没有回来，他们来顺服在主耶稣基督的这样一个王权下面。
Now what do I mean?
那么我在这里是什么意思呢？
The coming of Jesus was not meant to bring healing or cleansing only to the body.
主耶稣基督来到这里，来到这个世上，不是光光的为把这个医治来医治人的肉身上的病痛。
But also to the soul.
而且他是要医治人们的灵魂。
I mentioned in the opening about a young lady who came back to the church to express her thankfulness.
那我前面提到的这个姐妹的话，她回到我们教会来，她医治好了以后，她回到教会来把这个荣耀归于神。
But there was also another young lady who was diagnosed of breast cancer.
那同时的话呢，还有另外一个年轻的一个妇女，那么她当时也得了乳腺癌。
But she never came back to church after she was healed.
但是呢，当她治好了以后，她再也没有回到教会里面来。
Her cancer might be healed.
她的癌症已经好了。
But she was not truly well.
但是的话，她并没有真正的得救。
In terms of her relationship with Christ.
当在我这地方，我们讲的是她和主耶稣基督的关系这个方面，她没有真正的得救。
Both ladies might have been well physically.
那么这两个妇女呢，她们的这个身体都好了。
But this lady's wellness begs to differ from that other lady's wellness.
那么一个人的他的医治和另外一个人的医治，他们两个是不同的医治。
Because both wellness are based on different kinds of faith.
因为他们的不同的这个医治，两个人的医治呢，是基于两种不同的信仰。
One faith seeks material satisfaction.
那么一个呢，是把他的信仰是基于在这个物质上面的满足。
As long as my family and I are healthy and safe,
只要是我的家人，我自己，我们都很平安。
As long as my children are obedient and studies well,
只要是我的孩子们，他们非常的顺服，而且他们能够很好的接受很好的教育。
As long as my career is smooth sailing and I can put food on the table.
只要是我的这个工作的话，事业一帆风顺，我可以为家人来挣来这个养家的这个能够养家糊口。
This is the faith in self or in things that does not make us well.
这是一个信心，是把它信心放在我们自己的身上，或者是把信心放在物质上面。这个信心是不能让我们得救的。
But the other kind of faith.Find satisfaction in the Lord.
那么另外一种这种信心呢，它是把在我们的主身上面能够找到最终的满足。
It says, even though my health is not great,
在这个时候他会说，尽管我的身体也许我的健康不那么好。
Even though my children are not doing well in their studies,
尽管我的孩子们也许他们的成绩没那么好。
Even though my career is hanging on a thread,
尽管我的这个工作，我的事业的话呢，它也是不稳定的。
This is true faith in the Savior who does make us well.
但是的话呢，这种真正的把这个我们的信心放在我们的救主身上的这种信心呢，是使得我们得救的。
Despite the circumstances is even though the circumstances is not encouraging.
尽管呢，我也许当时这周围的环境并不是那么样的乐观。
So imagine as the 10 lepers turn to go to the priests.
那么我们来假想一下，这个十个大麻风病人，他们要去这个祭司那里去。
And as they were turning, they noticed that their leprosy had gone.
当他们忽然发现他们的这个大麻风已经治好了。
What then?
那么他们会有什么反应呢？
One of them probably mentioned the need to turn back and thank the master who healed them.
那么其中有个人可能会说，哦，我们是不是应该再转回头去来谢谢那个医治我们的主。
Then the rest probably responded.
那也许呢，其他人说是啊，是啊，他们会回应。
Wait till the priest declares me clean, then I will return to thank him.
哦，其他的人可能会这么样回应，就是说等一等，让我们先到大祭司那里去，能够来证明，来查验我们，证明我们是洁净的，然后再回去。
Who knows whether or not we are truly cleansed? Who knows whether or not I am truly cleansed? Am I truly cleansed or not? I question that.
哦，就说谁能知道我这个是不是真的是那个 kind?
Cleansed.
Okay.
After all, it's too good to be true.
哦，因为对，他就说我谁知道是不是我真的是好了？有的时候我会觉得，有他会觉得这个事情也许是那个不可思议的，就是说。不太敢相信这是真的。
So the nine may be cleansed bodily.
哦，那这九个人的话呢，也许他们已经被在身体上面得到洁净了。
But not spiritually.
但是他们在属灵上面并没有得到洁净。
They may have faith in Jesus as a miracle workers or healer of the bodies.
他们也许对主耶稣基督有这样的信心，就是说主耶稣基督他实际上是一个施行神迹奇事的人。
But definitely not the master of their souls.
但是他们不会认为主耶稣基督是拯救他们灵魂的主。
On the contrary, the one who turned back gave praise to God for the cleansing.
但是呢，这个相反的呢，这一个人回来呢，他是把他的这个赞美归给神，因着他的洁净。
And through which he also acknowledged and admitted that Jesus' authority over him.
但通过这个的话，他也承认了主耶稣基督在他身上面的这样一个权柄。
As he fell on his face at Jesus' feet and gave him thanks, he acknowledged Jesus' kingship.
当他这个匍匐在主耶稣基督的脚前的时候，他呢在这个时候就承认了主耶稣基督的王权。
He was well because by putting his faith in Jesus, he was admitted into Jesus' kingdom.
因着他的那个把他的这个信心放在主耶稣基督的身上，所以呢他得救了，他进入了主耶稣基督的国度。
So his body cleansing became secondary to his spiritual submission.
因这样的看来的话，他的身体的得到洁净呢，实际上跟他的灵魂得到洁净相比呢，却是次要的了。
Now since we are approaching Thanksgiving Day,
现在当我们已经快要到了感恩节这个季节，感恩节快要来临的时候
，we can identify in this story a trilogy of Thanksgiving.
在这里我们就能看到呢，这个从这个故事有没有看到这个感恩的三部曲。
First, we should realize that we are needy people.
首先我们就要承认我们是有需要的。
It is most pitiful when needy people like us do not know that we are needy.
一个非常可惜的事情可以是呢，就是说当一个人他有需要的时候，他并不知道他是有需要的。
To add insult to injury, we often thought we have a good idea of what we need, but actually we don't.
更糟糕的情况是我们可能觉得我们已经满足了我们的需要，但实际上我们的需要还没有得到满足。
For example,
比方说
people may say they have a relationship problem.
那么有的人他也可能会认为他在这个人际关系上面他有问题。
Because they keep getting into conflicts with others.
因为他经常会和别人会产生矛盾。
While in fact, they have a heart problem.
但实际上不是外在的这种人际关系的问题，而是他们内在的心里面出了问题。
What they idolize in their heart keep them from loving others in relationships.
那么他们在心里面所崇拜的这个或者说看重的东西，使得他们没有办法和别人很好的相处。
So the ten lepers expressed their need to Jesus clearly and correctly.
那么十个大麻风病人呢，他们非常清楚而且非常正确的把他们的需要那个告诉主耶稣基督了。
They needed mercy more than they needed cleansing.
实际上他们呢是需要那个怜悯更胜于需要洁净。
Cleansing may come after they have obtained mercy.
因为呢洁净呢他来是因着他们得到了怜悯。
But without mercy, there's no cleansing.
但是呢如果要是没有怜悯在先呢他们就不能得到洁净。
And even more importantly,
更重要的是
They address their need to the right person.
他们把他们的需要呢，把他们的需要呢，告诉了一个正确的人。
To the one who is truly merciful and compassionate.
这个人呢，恰恰是一个蛮有怜悯、蛮有同情心的。
To the one who is willing to grant them mercy like an ocean without bottom or shore.
那这个人可以把他的这个怜悯就像是这个汪洋大海一样的这个无尽的怜悯向他们给予他们。
And to the one who is merciful to the point of sacrificing himself for us.
那么这个人他的这个怜悯的这个心肠呢以至于他最后为了我们走上了十字架。
What do you really need?
那么你需要什么呢？
Who could truly fulfill your need?
谁可以真正的来满足你的需要呢？
You do need money and all that it can buy when you are still in the world.
那么在这个世界上面的话呢，你还是需要钱来购买你需要的东西。
But it cannot buy all things.
但是呢，它不能够买到所有的东西。
Your body does need healing from illnesses.
那么你的身体也是需要被医治。
But the body will eventually age and die.
但是你的身体的话呢，最终还是会要变老，而且呢会死亡。
But above all else, we'll need the Lord's mercy.
但是呢，那个这个这一切一切的之上呢，我们是需要神的恩主的恩典主的怜悯。
This mercy will carry us both in this age and the age to come.
因为这个怜悯呢，它会来让我们在这个世上面能够存活，而且呢，能够让我们的将来能够能这个怜悯呢，不光照顾了我们今生，而且呢，它也关乎我们的将来。
You need mercy in parenting your kids.
你需要怜悯来教养你的儿女
，so that they may grow in faith.
他们可以在这个信心里面，在他们的信仰里面长大。
Others need mercy in navigating life issues.
那么另外的人也许是需要这个怜悯来处理他们生活中的各种各样的事情。
So that even though there seems to be no hope.
那么尽管呢，有的时候看起来好像是没有希望。
We keep on trusting and obeying.
那我们呢，继续的来信靠顺服。
Eventually, we all rest in His mercy.
这样的话呢，我们都是能够因着他的这个怜悯，能够站立得住。
Because Augustine puts it well, he says, "Our soul is restless until it rests in Christ."
这样我们就能够在他的里面得到安息。那奥古斯丁他是这么说的，就是说呢，我们的灵魂在安息在他的信心之前，我们的灵魂总是不安的。
And then second of the trilogy.
那么这个三部曲的第二部呢
?When our need is fulfilled by Jesus.
当我们的需求被主耶稣基督所满足了以后
,We come to him and say, thank you, Jesus.
我们要来到他的面前说谢谢你主耶稣。
It's more than being polite.
这不光是说你是一个礼貌。
As if somebody, who does you a favor, like open the door, hold the door open for you,And then you say thank you, and then walk away. No strings attached.
好像是这种礼貌性的，就是有人为你开了一下门，你跟他说一下谢谢你，然后你们就再也不见面了。
The leper who turned back.
那这一个回到主耶稣基督面前来感谢主耶稣基督的大麻风病人。
Praise God with a loud voice and give thanks to Jesus by falling on his feet.
他用他高声来赞美神，而且他匍匐在主耶稣基督面前。来感谢耶稣。
He indicated that being cleansed bodily was not the most important thing for him.
这地方的话呢，他就也就是说了，说明就是说，这个身体得到洁净不是最重要的事情。
Otherwise, he would have run to the priest with the others.
否则的话呢，他会跟其他的九个大麻风病人一样，就是跑到这个祭司面前来查看他的身体。
It mattered more to him to praise God and pay homage to Jesus.
那实际上对他来说更重要的就是来感谢神，并且来感谢赞美神，感谢耶稣基督。
The fact that he was a Samaritan speaks volume.
那么而且呢，这个事实就是说呢，那个他是一个撒玛利亚人呢，这又有更多的更深刻的意义。
Because salvation was prepared for the Jews as God's covenant people.
因为呢，这个神的这个救赎呢。他临到这个以色列人，因为以色列人是神的子选民。
As a Samaritan, he had no part in it.
那么这个作为这个撒玛利亚人，他不是神的选民的一部分。
But now that Jesus has cleansed him,
但是主耶稣基督现在呢，他洁净了他。
He realized that he being part of God's covenant people was more important to him.
那么他这个时候呢，就成了主耶稣神的这个约里面的一个人，这件事情对他来说的话更加的重要。
So what are you thankful on this, thankful for on this Thanksgiving?
那么你在这个感恩节的时候，你因着什么来感谢神呢？
All of us should certainly be thankful for the blessings brought on our life by our loved ones.
我们每一个人都要为着我们这个生活里面，我们的这个我们家人给我们带来的祝福来感谢神。
And not least for the complicated problems in our life being resolved.
那我们呢也有很多这种很生活里面很多的问题 都已经被解决了。
But all these are really secondary compared to the blessings of being part of God's covenant people.
但是我前面说的这些呢，都不如我们成为主的约里面的一个这个子民这样一件事情更加的重要。
This means we live with God as our God and we as His people.
因为这意味着我们跟神在一起生活，我们把神作为我们的神，而我们是作为神的子民。
Being God's covenant people doesn't mean it will be smooth sailing in life.
这个作为神的约里面的子民的话呢，并不意味着你在你的这个生活里面就一帆风顺。
If it's really so, life would be boring, wouldn't it?
如果你要是这一生里面就这接下来的生活就是一帆风顺的话，这生活也是可能会很没趣。
But being God's covenant people, it's almost certain that we will face even more challenges.
作为神的子民的话，甚至意味着我们可能会有更多的挑战。
But we can now rest in Jesus.
但是我们可以在主耶稣基督里面得到安息。
Knowing that He will lead us in facing these challenges and grant us all spiritual blessings.
因为我们知道，我们也相信他会引导着我们，能够让我们走过这样各种各样的这个挑战。
And this is why Christians are told to give thanks always and in all circumstances.
这就为什么主耶稣这个基督徒会被提醒说我们要凡事谢恩。
If it is not possible, 常常谢恩，凡事谢恩。
常常谢恩。
常常谢恩。常常谢恩。
常常谢恩，凡事谢恩。
Yeah. If it is not possible to do so, God wouldn't give us these commands.
如果做这件事情是不可能的话，神也不会把这个作为一个命令来教导我们。
But he gives us this command in order for us to surrender ourselves and depend on him.
他给我们这样一个命令是因为他让我们让我们能够来顺服他他的权柄，把我们自己顺服到他的面前。
Then our thank you, Jesus, will come from our heart.
这样的话，当我们在说主耶稣基督谢谢你这句话的时候，它是从我们内心里面发出来的。
Otherwise, people may pay lip service saying thank you, even though they don't mean it.
否则的话呢，那么我们也许会讲这个感谢你，但是的话，我们自己都不知道他，我们自己都不是那么认真的。
Even though those who don't believe in Jesus, they can say, thank you, Jesus.
因为甚至有些不信耶稣的人，他也可以说谢谢你，耶稣。
Outwardly, they seem to be a part of the church family.
从这个外表来看的话，这看起来像这样，我们这么说是好像是我们是在一个教会的大家庭里面。
They even think that they can take advantage of and benefit from the church.
那么有的人这么说的话呢，他们甚至可能是因为他们能够在教会里面能够得到一些利益。
Because there's free lunch at church.
因为教会里面有免费的午餐。
But the sad truth is that they gain too little comparing to the much greater loss they suffer for not gaining Jesus.
那么但是问题就是说的话呢，他们这么做的话呢，他们得到的和他们失去的，也就是说他们失去的主耶稣基督的恩惠救恩，这点上说他们得到的比失去的要少得多得多。
And the third one in the trilogy, and finally,
那么这个三部曲的第三个部分呢
After the leper gave thanks to Jesus, Jesus sent him away and saying, rise and go your way, your faith has made you well.
当这个大麻风病人回到主耶稣基督面前来感谢他，来匍匐他的在脚前的时候，主耶稣就说你起来去吧，因为你的信救了你。
I've mentioned earlier that Jesus is referring to true faith that seeks not only physical healing, but also submits in faith to Jesus.
那么在这个地方的话呢，他的这个救就是说，他不光是说他的这个那个他的身体的疾病得到医治，而且他全然的把他自己交给了主耶稣。
Jesus is in effect telling him to go in faith.
那么这个时候主耶稣就是说，你去是 go in faith， 就是在信心里面你去吧。
That is from then on to live a life of faith.
也就是说，从现在开始，你要过一个信心的生活。
In other words, a life of gratefulness is a life of faith in the one who has saved us.
那么也就是说，简单的说，就是说，一个这个感恩的生活，也就是一个在拯救我们的 救主里面的一个信心的生活。
Otherwise, we are considered ungrateful.
那如果我们不是这么做的话呢，不在信心里面来生活的话呢，那么我们就不是一个感恩的人。
Every time at the baptism, without exception, in this, behind this baptistry, I will ask the baptism candidate this question.
每一次在受洗典礼的时候，在这后面的池子里面，我都会问这个受洗的人一个问题。
So and so, do you believe in Jesus as your Savior and the Lord of your life?
我就在问的问题就是说，某某某，你是不是来接受耶稣基督作为你的救主和你生命的主？
Of course, the brother or sister will say, yes, I do.
当然，这个弟兄姐妹一定会说，是的。
But what does this affirmation entail?
这个说的这句话的这个意义是什么呢？
First, the baptism candidate, or she or he, has called out to Jesus for mercy.
那首先的话呢，就是这个受洗的这个弟兄姐妹呢，他呢是来向耶稣基督呼求，来求他的怜悯。
Because sin is like leprosy that has made her life miserable.
因为呢，罪呢就像一个大麻风一样，让这个人的生活呢非常的这个悲惨。
Emotionally detached from her community.
而且呢，他是 emotionally detached. OK, 也就是说，他在这个情感上面，他和他的community, 他的和他的生活的社区那个分开，这是什么意思？
Emotionally detached, emotionally separated from the community,
from the
her community.
OK, 就是在情感上面和他的生活的这个群体分开了。
So as Jesus cleansed her by forgiving her sins,
这样的话呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，他洁净了他，通过来赦免他的罪。
She says, "Thank you, Jesus."
那么他说，谢谢你，主耶稣。
And in response, Jesus said, "The same faith that cries out for mercy should also accompany her throughout her life."
主耶稣基督的话呢，他在这个时候呢，就洁净了他，并且呢，在余生里面和他同行。
Especially when sin rears its ugly head. Especially as sin comes up, emerges.
明白，就是说，那特别是主耶稣基督和他同在余生里面同行的时候，主耶稣基督和他同在，特别是在有的时候这个罪性有所抬头的时候。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，In conclusion,
总而言之
，One because of our faith in Jesus.
首先呢，是因着我们在主耶稣基督里的信心。
We call out to him for mercy.
我们来到他的面前来呼求他的怜悯。
And he has resolved our biggest problem by forgiving our sins.
他就解决了我们生命里面那个最重要的问题，通过他来赦免我们的罪。
And two, in thankfulness, we turn to him.
第二呢，因着这个我们这个感恩的心，我们来到他的面前。
Not only for mundane reasons.
不是因着，不光是因着我们这个
柴米油盐，
就是日常生活中的这些得到这个帮助的原因
，but also for soul matters。
但主要的是因着我们这个灵魂的得救。
And three，
第三
，He mercifully points us to faith as an emergency button to press。
他呢就是非常的这个信实的。那个来成为我们这个在危难中的帮助。
信心不是信心。He points us to faith as an emergency button.
他把我们指向这样一个信心，能够让这个信心能成为我们在危难中的历史的帮助。
So this faith to turn to Christ is like an emergency button you find in hospital rooms.
这个在这个转向主耶稣基督的这样一个信心呢，就像在这个医院的这个急诊室里面的那个紧急按钮一样。
When problem arises,
当问题出现的时候。
When temptations come to your way,
当这个试探来临的时候。
When you're struggling with sin,
当你在和罪挣扎的时候。
When you start to hate people,
当你开始来仇恨别人的时候。
When your faith is shaken,
当你的这个信心在摇动的时候。
And so on and so forth.
等等等等。
You need to turn to Christ in faith.
那你这个时候就应该在信心里面来转向耶稣。
And then you begin the cycle again, being needy, giving thanks, and calling out in faith.
这样的话呢，这个循环就开始了。你需要，你要求，你呼求得帮助，然后你又得到医治。
This is the trilogy that characterizes Christian life.
这样的这个实际上是这样一个反复循环呢，也是我们基督徒在这个世上生活的一个非常典型的一种生活方式。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Our Lord, our God, you are merciful.
主，我们的神，你是怜悯的神。
And not only so, you are also abounding in grace.
不光是这样，而且呢，你的这个恩典也是如此的浩大。
So you are the object or the one we come to as needy people.
你呢是我们在作为我们有这个需要的人要去转向的这样一个神。
We thank you because every time we turn to you, you never cast us away.
我们感谢你，因为每一次我们来到你的面前的时候，你从来没有拒绝过我们。
In kindness and goodness and in mercy, you accepted us.
在你的美善，在你的良善和怜悯当中呢，你呢接受了我们。
So that we may rest in you.
这样的话呢，我们呢就可以在你里面得到安息。
So that's why.We give thanks to you.
这就是为什么我们要感谢你。
And whatever the circumstances,
不管这个周围的环境是什么样的。
And whenever we encounter difficulties,
不管是我们遇到了什么样的困难。
We always give thanks to you.
我们呢总是把我们的感恩归给你。
So as we are approaching Thanksgiving Day,
当这个感恩节快要来临的时候
，It is a reminder again.
这个呢也来再次提醒我们
that we our life should be characterized as a life of thanksgiving or gratefulness.
我们的生命呢是应该有这样一个特征，就是我们要感恩。
Help us to deepen our gratefulness.
让我们能够更深的感恩。
So that we may more and more so see our neediness.
那么这样的话呢，我们呢就能够更多的来看到我们的需要。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.